Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The Federal Reserve delivered a 25 basis points rate cut, as widely expected, but Chair Jerome Powell dialed back hopes about a third straight cut in December, Money Control reports. The latest rate cut, however, gives RBI more room to maneuver, writes Manish M. Suvarna, while Anubhav Sahu argues Powell's caution on inflation augurs well for Indian equities. The banking sector is buzzing with deal activity of late. The recent deals between RBL Bank and Emirates NBD and Yes Bank and Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corp. signal renewed appetite for Indian lenders, writes Hamzini Karthik. The deals have set the tone for more cross-border partnerships as large foreign banks eye viable green pastures in India. Meanwhile, an analysis by Ishan Gera shows that over six decades, the real pay hike for central government employees has averaged 27%, with pensioners consistently benefiting more than serving staff. The upcoming 8th Central Pay Commission, set to revise salaries from 2026 for a 10-year period, will have a significant impact on the government's finances, with salaries and pensions expected to account for 8.7% of the centre's budget. In IPO news, Grow founders and the company's early investors are set for windfall gains, with the company likely to go public at a value of ₹61,735 crore, reports Ravindra Sonavane. In an interview with Hamsini Karthik, co-founder Harsh Jain said, Grow's founders wanted valuations to be relevant to the industry, not absurd. Also, check out this video interview with Grow's co-founder and CEO, Lalit Keshri. On the trade front, the India-Oman Free Trade Agreement has hit a roadblock, but not due to any disagreements between the two countries, reports Adrija Chatterjee. The delay is attributed to procedural formalities on the Omani side, specifically the need for a green signal from the Majlis al-Shura or the lower house of the Council of Oman, and not because of any outstanding issues between the two nations. Turning to AI, Reliance Industries has teamed up with Google to offer Jio users aged 18 to 25 free access to Google's Gemini Pro AI service, valued at ₹35,000 annually for 18 months, reports Money Control. The offer includes 2 TB storage across Google Photos, Drive and Gmail, and is available to Jio customers on unlimited 5G plans starting at ₹349. And finally, Nvidia's $5 trillion market cap milestone has created big winners across the globe. Several domestic funds have also reaped huge gains from their Nvidia's holdings. Check out this story to find out which ones have benefited the most. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.